you can live. Hallelujah. What's the rest of that, Brother Jeremy? Jesus appeared and said, this one is mine. Aren't you glad he came looking for you? I wish this church would lift their hands and ask the Lord to move in this house this morning. People need help in this house this morning. So people need help in this house this morning. Oh, the devil's told me many times, you're not going to make it. And after a while, after 30-some years of him telling me that, I don't even listen to him anymore. I am going to make it. There's enough grace. There's enough grace, Brother Zane. I go to church with Zane Childress that got saved the year I was born. And I'll be 52 years old. Amen. Hey, and so I know you can make it. I know you can make it through heartache, through trouble. You can make it through the graveyard. You can make it through the emergency room. You can make it through trials and troubles. You can make it when the prices are up. You can make it when the wages are down. Hey, man, I am going to make it. You say that's pretty bold. Yeah, I can be bold because I'm standing in the rock Jesus Christ. I'm not. Hey, come on. My name's not in that book of death. My name is in the book of life. You're looking in the wrong book, devil. You ought to tell the devil this morning, you're looking in the wrong book. Look under the name of the saints of God. Look in the book of life. Look in the book of the ones that are redeemed. That's where you'll find my name. Hallelujah. You can make it. You're not dead. Huh? I like Brother Joey Height. He's been a great preacher to young folks through the years and older too. But I like that old story he told about the old dog, and I've told it over and over myself. The kids went out to go to catch the bus, and a car came by, and their old family dog ran out in the road and got hit. And looked like it got killed, and the kids were crying. And Dad came out and told the bus to go on, and he comforted his children. They took the old dog out in the backyard and buried that dog in a kind of a shallow grave to suffice the children, and he took them on to school. Praise God, I love this story. You say, well, you're pitiful. I may be. But, brother, when them kids came home from school, there was the old dog on the front porch with a little dirt on him. He dug his way out of that grave. Amen. What they thought, they'd gave him the death sentence. Amen. But he was only addled a little bit. And he got up and smelled that oxygen. And he dug his way to daylight. That's what you need to do this morning. Instead of just laying down and dying, you need to dig your way out of this. By the grace of God. By the mercy of the Lord. Amen. You're not dead. Amen. Your name's not in that book of the dead. Your name is in the book of life. You may be discouraged. You may be down. You may feel a little worthless, but you're not out. Just dig your way out, man. Tell the devil, hey, man, I ain't going your route. I'm not going to hell with you. I don't have to. My Savior came looking for me, and I'm not going to die. You got to fight for life. As a preacher, Brother Zane, and I'll tell you, and I want to tell you right now, up front, without any hesitation, I've been down through some dark streets, and I'll just be honest with you, there's been men that's went where I've had to go that couldn't take it. And you say, well, that and I can't either. You understand what I'm saying? Now, come on now, but I'll tell you, with every trouble and trial that I've ever faced, by the grace of God, I've never wanted to die. Are you listening to me? You say, well, preacher, no, I remember a dream I had of Grandma Deal, and how she came in that dream and she told me, you know, she had passed away a couple of years before, and she came to me with sympathy. She always loved me. She is just a great friend. And she come to me in that dream, and she said, "Randy, I got the news that you're having a lot of trouble." And I said, "Grandma, you're right." And she reached her hand out, Sister Hildred, and said, "Well, do you want to just go with me?" Everybody, something in me, Sister, amen, said, "Well, Grandma, wait a minute. I love you. And one of these days, but right now," I told her, I said, "You have showed me in life." Grandma had diabetes. She lost her vision. She lost both her legs. But still, she'd take that old magnifying glass and she'd pick that Bible up, put that magnifying glass on there and read that old Bible, read Reader's Digest. She'd play, do the jigsaw puzzles, do the puzzles in the newspaper. Amen. She'd play the games with the kids, and she always wanted to win. Amen. And she stayed right with it. Amen. I said, "Grandma, if you've taught me anything at all in my life, you've taught me to fight, fight for life." And she said, "I thought you might say that." And she said, "I'll see you when you come over." And I'm going over. And I believe Grandma made it by the grace of God. And I'll tell you what, life is worth fighting for. Amen. This peace in my heart, this moral feeling I have, the ability not to cuss and not to lie and not to cheat on my wife. Amen. The ability that God put in my heart, amen, not to hate nobody and not to gossip about people. Brother, I don't want to turn loose of that. I don't want to go back and, amen, and pick up the old cigar. Amen. And pick up the old booze. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I like living. My name's not in that book of the dead. My name is in the book of the living. Hallelujah. And I want it to stay there. You know what our trouble is this morning? You know what your trouble is this morning? You came down here. The war has addled you. And you came down here with a list of those that fail. And you're looking for that last name. And it's not there. You're looking through the book of the dead. And you're not dead. Somebody needs to encourage you this morning and tell you, "Son, your name's not there. You've been washed by the blood. You've been redeemed. Not with corruptible things as silver and gold, but by the precious blood of the Son of God." If the devil tells you again you ain't got nothing, just tell him, "I've got Jesus." But you don't feel good, that's all right. I know I've got Jesus. I know I believe Jesus. Why, you're not going to make it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to make it as far as Jesus makes it. Oh, somebody say amen. Where's this church at this morning? Can you say praise the Lord? I feel a little victory in my soul this morning. Amen. I feel a little victory. I had a burden for somebody in this house that's been downhearted, that's been discouraged. The devil's got you to looking, amen, for your name, even in the church house. I'm here to tell you, by the grace of the Son of God, your name's not there. Oh, somebody say praise the Lord and come and sing for me. Somebody come and sing for me right now. Whew. Come on. Now, I know you singers. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. And I know you singers, when the Holy Ghost gets to moving, you get to thinking about songs. I know you do. So let's hit it. Let's go. Amen. I want to see somebody come down this aisle and pray through here this morning. Amen. Pray through the reality that you ask the Lord to save you and He's never turned anybody away yet. You say, "But I don't feel saved." Amen. The just shall live by what? Come on. The just shall live by what? Come on, come on, come on. The just don't live by their feelings. The just shall live by faith. Confidence in what thus saith the word of the Lord. I'm saved because the Bible tells me I'm saved. There are some good feelings in being saved. There's joy. We draw water out of the wells of salvation. With joy we do. But it's not every moment.
Are you hearing me? But I'll tell you what, I'm saved every moment. I said I'm saved every moment. Amen. There are days of shouting, but not every day. Amen. But I'm still saved every day. Amen. There are temptations. Amen. But amen, I'm still saved every day. Amen. There's troubles and trial, but I'm still saved every day by the grace of God and the will of God. Amen. My name is in the book of life.
I ain't backing off of this. I ain't done. I'm telling you what, the devil's a lying to you. Huh? The devil had already picked out my grave. May have already chiseled my name in the slab. But I got news for him. Huh? Jesus came looking for me. Now I could go through this house this morning. And I could pick out the trials and tribulations of every life in here. Somewhat I would know, Brother Roscoe. I've prayed for you this week. My little brother right here. Amen. Oh, Lord. Get down on that bed and that chemo racing through your veins and them saying this or that. And the devil says, look, all these years, your name ain't even there. Why, you're dead, man. You're out of here. Amen. And he'll get you to searching that wall for your name. And I hear the Lord saying, hey, ain't there, Roscoe. You're alive. And you're going to live. You're going to live forever. You hear what I'm saying? He that believeth on me shall never die. Never, ever, ever die. Never die. Oh, this old tabernacle may dissolve, but brother, it don't kill us. Amen. We keep right on living. Amen. Sister Peggy, I'll never ever forget it. Your little mom. Amen. Almost got aggravated at her preacher for praying that she'd stay around, and she wanted to go so bad. She got her wish one day. Amen. I tell you what, I'd say she's been having a wonderful time. Amen. We walked up to that casket and preached a little woman's funeral. Amen. And we might have looked for her name among the deceased and fallen, but it wasn't there. Amen. She still lives on. Oh, you're not helping me here this morning. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Hi! Amen. I tell you what, the devil is a formidable foe, but he is not the giver of life. Lift your hands and ask the Lord to deal with somebody this morning. There's several in here. Several of us that need to come and pray this morning. Amen. Who will be the first to break the ice? Amen. And step out and say, I've battled the devil all week long. Didn't hardly even know if I was saved or not. Didn't know what the end of the week was going to hold for me. And here I am in the house of God. And I've been looking for my name among the fallen. And it's not there. I'm still alive. Come on now. Sister Pam broke the ice. Now where's the rest of you? Oh, there's a bunch of us here this morning. Amen, Brother Mac. I done prayed through this. Amen. The Lord done give me this. Amen. I done prayed through this. I done come out of it. I done seen my name wasn't there. You're in this house. The devil is trying his best to put your name on the fallen list. But it's not there yet. You can rally this morning. Come on to the altar. Come on up front. Come on. Now, this ain't no mourning session. This is a victory session. Come on. Make your own way down to the altar. Don't give up so easy. Fight your way out of that grave. He put you in there prematurely. Amen. Fight your way out of there. Oh, come on now. Come on now. Hey, we need some victory in this house. Anybody got the victory in this house? Ease on back around. Don't let the devil bury you. Tell him it's too early. You're not dead yet. You're going to live for God, whether you feel like it or not. Hallelujah.
Well, I'm going to hold to the hand of God. I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to hold this banner high. I'm going to finish my race.
Oh, we're not done now. Come on.
When I win this war,
God wants to give you victory this morning. Yes, he does.
Fighting for us.
Ah, we need to pray through this morning. This is the will of God right here.
I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to hold this banner.
Yeah!
I've seen it, man.
Look, friend, your name is not on this wall.
I've got a church.
There may be names of your friends on that wall, but your name's not here.
I ran a little old soldier man fighting.